in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. As I said to you, all year long, live in the moment. You have no idea as to what period of your life that God's going to say, that's enough, come on home. You have no idea what's waiting for you in the next second. Right now, you're given the breath to breathe. Appreciate it. Live in the moment. Right now, things may be good, things may be bad. If things are bad, just wait a moment. Things are good, be careful, because somebody wants to mess up your good, and they want to do it in a moment. You ever been just happy about something that you've done, proud of yourself, and the first word that comes out of someone's mouth is a put down of you? And you feel how your countenance, the scripture calls it, just drops. That means you're hurt. Somebody just hurt you. Can people be hurt? Oh, yes. But Jesus says, I want your life not only to be meaningful for you, I want your life to be meaningful for all those around you, and I want your life to be meaningful to my Father in heaven. So therefore, Jesus lets us know, I am going to give you the ability to defeat the world. For the world wants nothing good for you. So I am going to give you the ability to defeat the world. As a matter of fact, it's not going to be a clash you got to go through. It's not going to be hard study for you. I'll tell you what it's going to be, Jesus says. It's going to be me in you, Jesus, in your heart. You want to know how to defeat the world? The world is full of hurt and pain. There are two ways you can go. You can go to a fad-based religion, or you can go to a faith-based Christianity. Fad-based religion or faith-based Christianity. Now, a fad-based religion, well, let me read you the definition of it, of a fad. It's going around in our nation today. It's all over the world. It's an intense and widely shared enthusiasm for something, especially one that is short-lived and without basis in the object's quality. Or for one thing, fad-based, you can have all of the fads that you want. But the fact of life is this: you are who you are. You're male or you're female. You are going to serve the world, or you're going to serve your Savior who created the world. I can't change that. I can't change God's creation. And I study the book. I read all the time. I pray all the time with this word. And you and I, as faith-based Christians, either you rely on this word of God, or you will sell your soul to the world. When God says is the way it is, yes. Oh, preacher, you're a fanatic. Oh, I'm a big fan of Jesus. You better believe it. I'll hoot and holler and all. I'm a big fan of Jesus. Well, I'll make Randy Kidder look like a sissy when it comes to that. Because I get excited. Listen, when you know Jesus is in the house, there's something that's going to get you excited, folks. Jesus is here. Now, in my day growing up, it was Elvis. Some of y'all remember? Some of you younger ones have no concept. Well, Elvis was in the house. When Elvis was gone, they would say, Elvis has left the building, trying to get all of his fans to shut up and leave. That's what they're trying to do. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus is in the house. Amen. And he ain't leaving. This church, God's church, the establishment of his church, is the power of life. It is the power for your life. It is the hope of your life. It is the strength of your life. It is the word of God. And he says to each of us, I want you to understand, I have come to indwell you, and I ain't leaving. I love you. I love you like you are. You need to be straightened out. I'll do the straightening. Listen to me. And do you know that Jesus straightens you out with love? Oh, I love that part. Jesus loves me. Always hung on to the idea and that concept of knowing Jesus loves me when I'm right, and he loves me when I'm wrong. That's just a love. That's a love that you have with your children. It's a love that you grow to have with the one you marry. It is a love of a friend. It is the love of family members. But the Lord says, now listen, the world is out to get you, and it'll use any fad that it can to do it. The world will trick your children. My son left, or my grandson, that's my son over there. My grandson left for Cincinnati to go to a concert today with a friend. I called both of them up. They were at our house last night. I called both of them up this morning before they left. I said, boys, get up here. I was getting ready to leave. I said, we're going to have prayer. I'm 20-year-old. A lot of prayer needed. Get on these highways, there's a lot of prayer needed. You drive down Louisville, there's a whole lot of prayer needed. But that's the world that lives in a fad concept. Well, they go with every wave that comes in on the ocean. Yeah, I like that way. Yeah, I like that way. And Jesus said, I'm the only way. And he means it. And I said, boys, we're going to have prayer. I pray for them all the time anyway. I did last night in the middle of the night, just like I do for you all. I said, we're going to have prayer. And in the prayer, folks, your pastor is who he is. You got it? I mean, you see my personality. That's me. And I said in the prayer, Lord, please be with them when they have a case of the stupids today. Now, I never got to pray with his friend that's going with him, but I guarantee you his friend will remember that prayer I prayed for them to go. Now, it's not that they're not going to have a case of the stupids, because they probably will. But here's the key to it. I used to do this with teenagers when I taught youth criminal awareness program for the schools. And I said, now, girls, you want to know how to go out on a date and stay in control? Yeah, we want to know. No, they didn't. Anyway, I said, okay, when you go out and you find sometimes things get a little out of hand. Now, if you want to shut everything down real quick, all you need to say is, let's pray. That's exactly was their response. I said, let's pray. I said, now that I've said that to you, and you all have laughed, I want you to know something. I sowed that in your mind. Not thinking or at all that that's exactly what you're going to do, because you're not. But it doesn't matter. Because as soon as things start getting out of hand, what I've just said to you is going to come to your mind. And it's over. Because you'll laugh. And it's over. You see, you implant the truth into the heart of a child, into a young person, a young adult, because they're in a world that doesn't love them. You love them. You care about them. You want them to succeed. You want them to be prosperous in life, but mainly you want them to have peace in their heart with a Savior that you know. Pay close attention to them. Listen to this. Again, as I talked about the fad religion, especially one that is short-lived, was part of the definition. One that is short-lived. Now, the fad religion is this religion of this health and wealth religion. It's a fad religion. Okay, you say yes, they use Jesus' name. Health and wealth, good feeling all the time. I'm going to feel good. That's not life. No, you're not. You may be good today. You can be miserable tomorrow. Not only that, your own tongue will get you in trouble before the day is over. So deal with the reality of Christian walking. Deal with the reality of life. The Lord says, I love you. But here's what I want you to know. Listen to James chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. James, the half-brother to Jesus. Starting with verse 4. Perseverance. See, short-lived and perseverance don't match. They're opposite. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. Not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think that he'll receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all that he does. I don't doubt Jesus in anything. I told you all when I was fighting all the cancers, I said, you pray for me, you pray for God's will to be done. That's what I ask of you. You pray for God's will to be done. I'm fine, folks. I'm not talking about the cancers either. I'm fine in the hands of Jesus. I know that. All of us with cancer, you just wait until it comes back again. Well, it doesn't worry me because I'm not a fad-based religionist. Gosh. Religion is so far from me. But let me tell you, I got a close friend. His name is Jesus. I got a relationship. He introduced himself to me. I didn't know him, Eddie. I didn't know him, but he knew me. He watched over me through battles and combat and every other aspect of my life, through a whole lot of the cases of the stupids. You know something about that? It's amazing. Those cases of the stupids, it seems to be a recurring disease that hits us. I don't care how old you ever get. We just do dumb things. Well, I have a Savior that looks straight inside of me. I've got a Lord that will hold me down. Amen. He'll hold me back. He'll say, wait a minute, let's try that again. That's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I happen to know the Creator of life, and He's told me the story about the one who wants me dead. And I know the story. I've read the book. I feel Him in my heart. I know His presence. And I ain't sweating any of that. Because you see, when you know you have that faith, faith is believing the promise of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. I know that Jesus loves me. And the book itself says, whom Jesus loves, He always carries through. See, too many are looking and trying to run the race to win the race. Folks, the race is already won. Jesus won it on your behalf. He's just telling you and me, I want you to cross the finish line. I want you to take the message I have placed in your heart. I want to give you the courage and the boldness to stand up for what is right, to be different. There's not any two in here alike. There's not a two that exists that are alike. We are all individuals created that way by the hand of God Himself, and your creation is as important as mine or anybody else's, because Jesus did it. It's faith-based Christianity. You live by faith. Well, let me read that scripture on faith. Let's think about it this way. As we look at the scripture, and as we see 1 John 5, verses 4 through 5, every child of God, I told you, you got to read the book, and you got to believe it. And I'm going to put a book in Thaddeus's hand one day, and he's going to read it. His granddaddy and mom and him are going to read it to him. The thing is, listen to it well. Every child of God can defeat the world, and it is our faith that gives us victory. No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. There's your scripture. There's the word. There's the promise. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man will be richly blessed. Faith. Something you can't see, but you know. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not want. He'll make me lie down in green pastures. He'll walk me beside, lead me right beside the still waters. He'll restoreth my soul. It is He, through faith, that will continue to create in you a new heart. See, you're created, you think. You are a creation in process. God is always touching you. You will learn something new on a daily basis when you listen to the Lord. It will be His hand that will be there when you're so afraid. Now let me tell you, there's no fear like the kind of fear when you see yourself dying, when you see the rounds coming at you, or when you know the cancer, they say, we can't help. Yet you know, renewed daily, Jesus smiles, because He's still in control. Well, they couldn't even kill Him on a cross. He gave up His life. Do you know that nobody is going to be charged with that? Can't be. What Jesus asked for on the cross, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. They're having a bad case of the stupids, Lord. They have no idea what they're doing. So, Lord, Father, touch their life. I wonder how many people were saved that day that we don't know anything about, or at all. We got all the writings that we need, but we don't have all there was. We don't have the full story, because your story, full story is your life also. It's the life of every one of us that have come on. It was Jesus who told his disciples, look, disciples, all this time you've been with me, you've seen me raise dead people, you've seen me cast out demons, you've seen me heal. All the amazing things you've watched me do. And yet, Thomas, you have to stick your finger in the holes of my hand and in my side before you believe. And then Jesus looks forward in time to you and me, and He says to you and me, He says, I see who you are. And He says to Thomas, Thomas, how much more blessed are those going to be who believe in me and yet they have not even seen me? I've never seen Jesus. His vision did not appear to me, but His Spirit touched me and filled me. I know He's real. I believe without seeing. That's why, folks, I keep telling you, we are, of all generations, most blessed. We were born in the day of grace. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit surrounded all that exists. And we are the ones who are born in grace, period. And Jesus says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord now will be saved. No laws. I've already completed the fulfillment of the laws. He didn't do away with them. He fulfilled them. He said, you are now finding yourself in the day of grace. There's nothing that you can't do. You know what else He told them? He said, you all remember all the stuff you've seen me do? I can picture them thinking, yep, I had a whole lot of things. Jesus raising dead people and all of that. Whole lot. All the things you've seen me do, you can do them and even more through faith. I'd let you know how little faith we have working right now in this world. But He said, knowing that it's going to be very small for us. We're fickle. Human beings are a mess. I mean, our minds go. A train of thought, talk about running off the track. We're a train wreck about 10 times a day. The human mind is. I believe this. Knowing that I believe it. Pick it up for me, Eddie. Knowing that I believe it, I know this. God says to you and me, I will be with you. I will always stand beside you. A faith the size of the grain of mustard seed. It means it can be smaller than that. But if it's as little as a grain of mustard seed, which is pretty tiny, folks, it'll move mountains. You're a Christian that can move mountains. Those mountains that are in your way from doing what is right. You have been blessed through faith, trusting Jesus. Don't be religious. Be a Christian. Love one another. Find a way to make peace with each other. The world is falling apart, but it's falling apart because of people. Nature was doing just fine till people. So God says, if I, as an individual, find the peace in my heart, would I not then attempt to make peace with my fellow man? And if I make peace with my fellow man, would me and my fellow man not make peace with others? Hatred and bitterness have taken over throughout the world. Hatred and bitterness does not come from Jesus Christ. It comes from a fad religion that creates strife, goes against God's word, goes against God's man, goes against God's plan. And God says, I won't put up with it. And the scripture has proved he doesn't put up with it. Sad? A lot of people that could have been saved don't accept Jesus because they don't see love. They see hatred and bitterness in the churches. Randy and I invite him to come to Vine Grove. We're different. And folks, trust me, we are different because we love and care. There's the peace. You want to grow into a world that's going to make a difference? You are given the ability to make a difference in that world. Jesus has already done his part and continues through you to change the world. You continue following him. Trust him through faith. Lord, I don't see a way out of this. I've told you that story many times. When I saw the tracer rounds coming, the concrete exploding around me, and of all things, a hand reaches around the door of that house and grabs hold of me and pulls me out of a line of fire. Of all things, it was a second lieutenant. You had to be there to know what that means. I loved that man. Couldn't tell him right then. I was frozen in time. But you see, Jesus will always send a deliverer for you, no matter what it is. That deliverer may not look the way you think they ought to, but they will look just exactly the way Jesus intended for them to. That's the Word of God, and it doesn't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessing, the joy of salvation, for the life that you give each of us. Please remind us, Father, on a daily basis to help one another, to reach out in love, to reach out in forgiveness, in unity with your power. Faith-based knowing that you remain in control. Bless our life, Father, this week. I pray that your touch will be upon each one of the congregation, that you will follow them as they travel, Father, that you will be with them and knowing what's coming around the next curve of their life. Touch them, Lord, the way that only you can. And let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.